Welcome to a Stain Gang podcast with Michael Meacham as we talk about Midwestern State men's soccer. The men's team started on the road, and in fact, we'll play a third straight road game at Rogers State Thursday, and that game time has been changed from noon until it's now going to start at 2 o'clock in Claremore, Oklahoma. That's coming up Thursday. The men will eventually be playing at Stain Park, and we'll get to that. But you went up to the Mile High City, played in Denver, played a couple of matches there, and erupted for another five goals against MSU Denver. But
we gave up three, though.
I was going to say, the big difference this year was you conceded three. So what was your impression of that season opening match?
Interesting. Interesting. Can't recall when we've given up three goals before. But, yeah, it was interesting. It was something different that we've never done. This group's never gone up to Colorado and had to play. So I didn't really know how they would react to it. I thought we dealt with the altitude pretty well. I don't really recall it really bothering too many
of you. Don't think that was a factor in conceding three goals?
No, it definitely wasn't. Conceding three goals.
So let's talk about that, because I can tell that's what's on your mind with that match. What led to...
We just didn't manage space very well. We didn't manage space in front of us or behind us very well, and we just didn't kind of communicate through certain issues, and it bit us in the butt a little bit.
And that's kind of what you were working on in preseason, right?
A little bit.
In your exhibitions?
Yeah, a little bit. And it was a situation where we didn't adjust well enough from preseason to first regular season game. And it took us, one match to kind of understand it, and felt like we got a little bit better in the second one over it.
But the positive is you did score five goals, so there has to be part of you that's pleased with what you saw.
No. I mean, actually, obviously, when you score five goals, you expect to win a game. And fortunately, we did, and you created a lot of good chances. And I know that the score line is eight goals in one game, but their goalkeeper was actually very, very good. We could have scored three or four more. And he kind of had a day. I know it doesn't look like he had a day, but he actually had a day.
No, yeah, I can see how that could be the case on a day. Even when you score a lot of goals, the goalkeeper's being challenged constantly.
Correct.
And so that brings me, how did you fare in goal? Were you pleased with your goalkeeping?
I don't think any of the goals were Stone's fault. I don't believe that they were his fault. You would like to have seen maybe make one of them, one of those saves, just to kind of like gain maybe a little bit of confidence on his end, and the team kind of gain a little confidence on that side of it. Like when you're kind of not, I wouldn't even really say under it, but when you kind of being tested like that a little bit, to just kind of have a calming presence a little bit in there. But like none of them were particularly his fault, or we couldn't say, oh, like he should have done this or he should have done that. We should have done better well in front of him to not give him not put him in front of those opportunities.
And then you go to Regis, you play a 1-1 draw there. They score on a penalty kick, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. It was a penalty in like the 81st or 82nd minute.
Kind of a questionable penalty?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. We put ourselves in an opportunity to give an official to make a judgment call. And sometimes that's going to go for you, and sometimes that's going to go against you. Do you have a claim that it wasn't a penalty? Yes. Do you have a claim that it was a penalty? Yes. I mean, so it's just one of those that official kind of has to make a judgment. And
on the road, a lot of times that call is going to go against you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I mean, it can't go against you at home too, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but it can. It's really weird to kind of talk about. I mean, not to talk about, but to kind of express, like, I'm in a... my staff is two ex-center backs, and they swear it's not a foul. And I'm just kind of looking at it, trying to look through it at a different perspective, and not saying that it's not a foul, but not saying that it is a foul. But if the foul's given to you, do you have an argument? Yes. But it's really kind of being, it can still go as a foul.
Right.
We'd have liked to seen it not go as a foul, obviously, with the way that the game was kind of going for us. But all fair play to Regis. Like, after we kind of scored the goal, they kind of really kind of stepped it up for about 15, 18 minutes and really kind of, like, started getting after it. And then we kind of settled it back down, and then that's when the goal happened, after we were kind of getting a little bit back on it. And that was probably the most unfortunate piece of it, where when we scored, not that we stepped off the gas by any means, we just didn't, we weren't full throttle like we kind of were. I think we kind of thought, oh, it finally broke through, we'll get two or three now. And that just wasn't the case.
But you did have those chances, right?
Oh,
you
yeah.
created
I mean, no,
chances
no one,
in that
no
match.
No one can deny that we didn't have chances. No one can deny that we didn't have opportunities to win the game well before the penalty happened. We just didn't take those chances, and we just weren't good enough in front of goal.
So you're 1-0-1, mm-hmm. two road games to start the season.
Yeah,
it's not a bad start, but I get
no,
the
impression.
I get the impression you'd like to see your team play better.
I'd like to see like us dealing with the details a little bit better, not so much playing better. I mean, I thought that we actually, when we were on it, and we were kind of doing our thing, we were actually really, really good. I would even say just between the first 90 minutes and the second 90 minutes, our back four, goalkeeper, entire group of 11 were quite a bit better. We just weren't good enough in front of goal, taking chances, kind of, you know, being forward thinking enough to like kind of attack the ball instead of just waiting for it to kind of come across the goal. Like little things, like I said, just in the details of it, you know, getting across to the front from the front post. And that's how we scored the goal. But if we'd have done that two or three more times, we'd have probably had two or three more goals.
Then that 50-50 call,
yeah,
you don't put it in the official's
hands.
Then
it doesn't matter. It's,
yeah.
It's 3-0. They get the penalty. It's 3-1. You go home, and now you're 2-0. But that's not the case, and that's not what happened. However, I still think we're acclimating to each other. We're still kind of getting used to what we're asking of each other in different situations.
I know we probably touched on this last week in our podcast, and while there are a lot of returning players in Metairie, Escobar is back, and he's the offensive player of the week,
yeah,
in the LSC, and there's a lot of familiar names out there, mm-hmm, from last year's team. There's some spots where you have to fill this year, pretty important spots, pretty important guys that are no longer with the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we basically lost two All-Americans. You know, so in the center of the park. So the central midfield looks a little bit different with Danny leaving, somebody that was really, really good for us. Now we're playing, you know, two new guys. Now Caesar's been here for a long time, and he's more than capable of doing it. But now Ethan's kind of stepping in there as a redshirt freshman, and he's trying to get some experience and gain a little bit of knowledge and how to handle a college season and that sort of stuff. And so you're doing a lot of different things. So, I mean, it's been good to see how far we've progressed in the last 3 weeks, and I can only imagine what we'll look 3 weeks from now.
So, in general, through these first two games, you got what you were looking for out of these matches?
I mean, no. I mean, obviously you want 6 points, and you didn't get six points, so you got four.
I guess I mean in terms
But the way that we're playing,
yeah,
I think we're getting better, and I think this week we have another opportunity to get better against a really good, tough Derek Larkin, Roger State team. So, I mean, it's something that we're really looking forward to.
Yeah, I'll try to clarify what I was saying is you see that the coaching is taking effect. Your players are doing what you're asking them to do.
Yeah,
for the most part.
And they're doing what are each other are requiring each other to do. Like, so they're being able to kind of bounce on and lean on each other and communicate situations, not just issues, but like in possession, out of possession, in transition, that sort of stuff. So they're really kind of, they're taking it a lot better earlier than maybe we have in the past. I think sometimes we look at it where, if you look through the history where when we've played, we've had some like really, really good starts. You know, 5-0, 6-0, 5-0-1, 7-0-1, and that sort of stuff, where we were just so much better than everybody that first 3 or 4 weeks. And now you kind of see real steps moving forward, not just like, okay, we're here and everybody else is there.
Right.
Now we're kind of, we could be trending in a really good place if we keep our, you know, the attitude and attention to detail and kind of the effort and that communication aspect of it there. You could really see us kind of consistently getting better, where we were just always kind of there. Now we're we're taking steps to get better.
You've got Roger State coming up. As we mentioned, that'll be a 2 o'clock game. Is it a holiday in Claremore?
No, what was happening was is they were going to do an elementary school day.
Ah,
and all the elementary schools were going to come out, or the junior, like all the school districts.
Kids were going to be there, yeah.
All the school was going to come, and that got canceled kind of last minute. So now, instead of us playing at 2, when there was going to be 500 kids there.
Instead of playing at noon.
At noon, there was going to be 500 kids there. Then they were like, well, the kids can't come now. So we're like, well, do you want to play at 2? And we're like, well, we'll do whatever is best. And they said, we'd like to play at 2. So we just kind of moved it to 2.
So you got a Thursday matinee. It's kind of odd.
It's
but
different. It's different. I'm sure, like, it's different. It's just something that you're going to have to do. And, like, obviously the NCAA tournament and the conference tournament can be odd times at
certain
places.
Which we found out last year.
So, you know, we're taking it as just another kind of experience and kind of gain a little knowledge about who we are.
Just looking at their results, they got a tie with Maryville 1-1, and then they beat McKendree 4-2. What is Rogers State? What's the big challenge they present for you?
The tough thing with Rogers is it doesn't really matter what their record is. It doesn't matter really what they've done before. It's a Midwestern Rogers kind of battle. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't say that they're like this well-known rival, because obviously we have West Texas and we kind of have teams in our conference. But ever since we've played them,
it does seem
for
like
all the years.
Anytime you play Oklahoma school, though, it seems like there's an intense rivalry.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
I think it's probably got a lot to do with like Texas Oklahoma with the rivalries between the two states and stuff like that. So I think that helps.
And Midwestern State being right here on the Red River.
Yeah, correct. I think all that kind of stuff kind of goes into it. And we just have a lot of history with a lot of people in that part of the country, really, because of the history of the program. We've played a lot of Oklahoma schools. We've played a lot of Missouri schools. We've played a lot of Kansas schools.
And you've won a lot of games against these guys.
Yeah, and they want to beat us just like we want to beat them. And we've had a lot of history with Rogers. We've drew here with them last year. We drew there a few years ago when I think we were undefeated at the time. So, I mean, I think it's just a really, really good test. Only being, you know, 3 or 4 hours away, I think it's really going to be good for us. It's always good for us, and we like playing those guys, and they like playing us, and we're going to try to keep that match going.
Should be a fun match. Eventually, you're going to come home, right? You're going to play at Stang Park?
It's going to be a little bit, but I think we're 3 on the road, and then we're 3 at home. So
you got the MSU Soccer Fall Festival coming up. It starts September 19th. Southern Nazarene, Eastern New Mexico, and Fort Hays State will be here. Now, you won't play Eastern, but you will play Fort Hays, and then you'll play Southern Nazarene, right?
Correct, we do.
So we got that to look forward to. That's coming up on the 19th and the 21st, and then a non-conference game against West Texas here on the 25th.
Yep.
And then you'll be playing St. Mary's in a non-conference game in San Antonio. But we'll get a chance to see you.
Yeah,
we just got to hang on.
I think we're, like I said,
they're coming.
Yeah, they're coming. I think we're, like I said, I think we're 3 on the road, then we're 3 at home.
Is that by design, or is that just how things went
for you?
Just
kind of the way it happened. Just the way it happened. It's not anything.
So the one thing you really want to see out of your team in this match against Rogers on Thursday?
Just good mentality, good work rate, good attitude toward, you know, what we're trying to do, who we're trying to play against, what we're trying to accomplish, that sort of stuff. And I think that they've really kind of grasped that and understand that. And have really, even though it was a draw, I really think that it feels like a loss, because I think the boys really did play particularly well. We just didn't really kind of take the chances in front of goal, and that's what happens.
I'm guessing they're chomping at the bit to get back out in a match after that.
I would sure hope so.
Well, I'm always chomping at the bit to do podcasts with Michael Meacham, and this has been fun. I appreciate you doing it. Good
appreciate
luck. Have fun in your Thursday matinee at Claremore, and
we will.
Can't wait to see you guys at Stang Park.
We'll be back next week.
That's Michael Meacham joining us here on the Stang Gang Podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang Podcast. Be sure to make your plans to be out at Stang Park for those 3 home games coming up and be part of the MSU Soccer Fall Festival that gets underway Thursday, September 19th. I'm Pete Stein. So long.